Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 25 today, the second half of verse 7 all the way through verse 10. That's Proverbs 25, verses 7b through 10. The scripture goes on and says, "What your eyes have seen and do not what your eyes have seen, do not hastily bring into court. For what will you do in the end when your neighbor puts you to shame? Argue your case with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal another's secret, lest he who hears you bring shame upon you, and your ill repute have no end." These verses speak about being quick to judgment. When we make quick judgments, we're usually wrong, unfortunately, and then we open ourselves to being cross-examined. Because whenever you have a tendency to judge somebody, their natural reaction is they're going to judge you in return. Actually, Jesus talked about that. Listen to what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. He says, "Judge not that you be not judged, for with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that's in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that's in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." Now, the scripture doesn't teach that we aren't to make judgments. You're going to see that in a little bit. But we have to be real careful about making quick judgments, because when we make quick judgments, we're usually wrong, like I said, and then we open ourselves up to cross-examination, and they may find something worse in our lives. Now, here's the deal. In Galatians chapter 6, the scripture actually teaches us that there are times that we are to make judgments, but we're to do so once we clearly know the whole situation, and we're to do it in love for the purpose of restoration. Listen to Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. He said, "Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. But keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he's something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor." In other words, when we point out other people's faults, we're boasting about ourselves by pointing out how bad other people are. Your kids do it all the time. When you correct them for something, they'll quickly say, "Well, look at what Johnny did. Look at what Susie did." We have a tendency to try to elevate ourselves by pointing out other people's faults and putting other people down. Here, each one should test his own work, then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor, for each one will have to bear his load. So the scripture says there are times that we are to make judgments, but only after we have examined, make sure that our hearts are pure, our reasons for examining are pure, the things that we're about to deal with are true and actually there, and we're to, as you'll see next week, we get to the next section of this section of Proverbs, we're to make the correct statement at the right time. But for today, listen again to our passage from Proverbs. "What your eyes have seen, do not hastily bring into court. For what will you do in the end when your neighbor puts you to shame? Argue your case with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal another's secret, lest he who hears you bring shame upon you, and your ill repute have no end." See, you might be right in your judgment even, but if you help that person instead of exposing them, that's a better way to handle something. So today's challenge is simply this. We aren't to be quick to make judgments. Don't be hasty in bringing your brother to court. Don't be quick to make assessments or accusations, if you will, about somebody. And if you're noticing something in someone else's life, your attitude should first be, how can I help this person? Not, how can I point out to everybody what this person has done? Wouldn't you love it if there is an area of your life that needs some work, that someone would come to you in love at the right time and share with you and say to you, "Look, how can I help you in this?" Instead of saying, "Look, everybody, look at what so-and-so is doing," or them gossiping about you behind the scenes. Folks, there's a tendency at times for us to tell other people about other people's lives, and we say, "I'm just telling you this because I want you to pray about it," but it's still gossip. So don't be quick to make judgments about people. And when you have made a correct judgment, talk to that person alone. Settle the issue with your neighbor, as it says. Don't point out other people's faults. And you'll actually be more like Christ as you allow this aspect and this truth and this challenge to take root in your life. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.